Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Ball, who's managing director with Stifel Nicolaus. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the program, Kemp.
Sure, John. I know you've been traveling a lot. You've been all over the place, haven't you?
Yeah, the ground doesn't stay under my feet for very long.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you've seen the news today. It was a little bit of encouraging news on this roller coaster we're riding. New home sales were up 7.3% in April, so they just released that news. Did you see that?
Well, that's the first housing data point I've seen that's remotely in the plus column. There are a lot of different housing data points that we look at. That's just one of them. Mm-hmm. It's probably one of the least meaningful.
Is that right?
I think existing home sales are more important. You saw those were down.
Right.
Single-family construction was down. Collectively, housing still a huge struggle and a headwind right now for the floor covering industry. The economy definitely slowed in the first 4 or 5 months of this year, and there's been a fair level of optimism coming into this year, but so far it just hasn't really played out.
And what I wanted to talk to you, I know it's almost stale news, but not quite. And the first quarter results came out at the beginning of May, so I thought we'd talk about that. Maybe just start with Mohawk. Their earnings were up about $3 million for the quarter, and it said that their sales were flat for the year. Talk a little bit about Mohawk.
In total, I was pretty pleased with the result. The first quarter got off to an awful start. You could blame it on the weather if you want. Certainly the housing numbers late last year were very soft going into this year. We got off to a horrible start January and February. March was noticeably improved. I don't know if that was somewhat due to some pre-buying in front of the price increase. But, they ended up the quarter in reasonably good shape. Certainly residential carpet was down for the quarter year over year. I was pretty pleased with the Dow Tower results, a little heavier commercial exposure there, and that market's been a little bit better. And, they continue to report decent numbers in the laminate flooring space. Most of that, I'm sure, is coming out of Europe. U.S. market there remains difficult.
Yeah, and Dale Tile was up 1%, Unilin was up 7%, and it said that European sales were a little stronger than U.S. sales.
Absolutely. And, on the commercial side, there's really no new construction activity going on in commercial either.
Right.
So, we really haven't seen the remodel market come back yet, and both new build and residential and commercial remains exceedingly challenging. So, again, given that backdrop, I was reasonably pleased with the results.
And their stock is trading above 60, and it got down below 20 in the first quarter of 2009, so it's come back rather well. So I didn't get a chance to listen to Jeff on the conference call. What was his outlook looking forward?
Well, they're still reasonably constructive. Obviously, Mohawk, like everybody, is battling these raw material increases, and that's been a real source of frustration. Hopefully, with oil having peaked here, at least on a near-term basis, there will be some reprieve on that front. But, we've been battling price increases to offset those, and I think been doing a reasonably good job. We certainly hope the residential marketplace year over year is stronger in the second half of the year. Remember, we had that home buyer tax credit last year that chased a fair bit of business in the first half of the year that proved to be a bit illusionary, to be honest. So we have very easy comparisons in the second half of this year. And the hope is, the expectation is, that we'll have commercial and residential remodel activity up nicely year over year in the second half of the year. But I still expect a tough second quarter.
Yeah, okay. And let's talk about Armstrong. They actually had pretty good performance there. First quarter net income of $13.5 million compared to a loss of $19.4 million in the same quarter last year. So that's a big turnaround.
Well, I think what's instructive in Armstrong's results is, that they're squeezing out modest levels of profitability, but on materially down unit volume. So you looked at sample in the wood flooring category, which is certainly sensitive to the new construction market residentially, which remains extremely weak.
Yeah.
And yet they're improving profitability on lower volume. So that speaks to the level of expense discipline they've implemented there. But, they're doing more with less volume, which is tough to do and can't last forever.
Just to give you some numbers there, I know you're on the road, but wood flooring sales were down 10.7%, and resilient flooring net sales rose not quite 1%, 0.9%. So.
Yeah, and the resilient, is a bit of a trade down going on here. What's one of the least expensive flooring choices you can make, vinyl? they're going to benefit a little bit, maybe already are, from improved on the residential side. The only thing that looks good is the multifamily or apartment, both in vacancy rates filling up and the new construction activity. And vinyl is a key player in that market. I think they've also had some new product success with some of these luxury vinyl tile looks and some of the, you know, I call them faux ceramics. And so there's a fairly good story to tell in vinyl, although we have the same raw material issue there.
And when you look at Armstrong, is it profitable in all sectors? You know, they're in ceilings and cabinets and flooring. Are they getting profitability across the board?
Well, no. Almost all of the profits are generated out of the ceilings business. Okay. That is, by any measure, Kemp, a fabulous business. Trying to extract the joint venture accounting, if you took that out, they're running somewhere, I calculate, a 17% EBIT margin on ceilings relative to revenue, which is a phenomenal number. And, you know, we're only maybe 6-9 months cyclically off the bottom there. They lose a modest amount of cabinets in the cabinet business. The volumes there have been horrific. That market is probably 65% tied to new residential construction.
Right.
So they're just trying to stop the bleeding there.
Yeah, okay. And right now their stock's trading around 45. Actually, you sent a document out recently that said you still liked their stock at 45.
Yeah, and keep in mind, they paid out a $14 a share one-time dividend late last year, which comes off the price of the stock. So that stock's been a terrific performer, and it's all due to the ceiling business.
All right, just the last one to talk about, and I guess it's the one that's done the best in a relative position, is Interface. They actually doubled their earnings in the first quarter.
Yeah, you've seen the contribution margin of around 30% kick in. That's what falls to the EBIT line for a dollar of revenue growth. It's about 30% of that, and that's held true in the modular business. Seeing strength, frankly, around the globe. A lot of that is driven by the continued share gain the tile is enjoying versus broadloom. It also, I think, speaks to the segmentation strategy, they call it, which essentially means selling non-office markets. They pursued that strategy aggressively in the U.S. years ago, and they're starting to pursue that in other parts of the world. So a combination of that, a very healthy top line, and not many people in the carpet industry can say that.
Yeah. You know what? If you're going to be in the flooring industry, they're in the fastest-growing category, which is modular carpet tile, and they've got global diversification. And, you know, if you look at their stock, I mean, you know, back in the first quarter of 2009, it was trading around 2, and now it's trading up around 20, so a pretty good stock performance in that period.
Yeah, a heck of a turnaround. Obviously, a cyclical business, and the cycle forced them to prepare their balance sheet and, over the years, divest non-core businesses. And, now they wake up and find themselves in a very strong position with factories and salespeople, around the globe in a growing product category.
Now explain their debt exchange. I know they did something. They exchanged $275 million senior notes. Do you know the details on that?
Yeah, it really ties back to, when they were on the ropes in the last recession in the early 2000s. And they had some very high rate debt. I believe the coupon averaged around 10%. So as the results have been improving, they've been restructuring that balance sheet, both paying down debt by buying it in early, and then in some cases reissuing lower coupon rate debt. So that's what's been going on there. It's quite a reduction in interest expense over the last 7-8 years.
All right. So your feel looking forward, obviously you've already given me your comment on housing. In the commercial market, do you think we're going to continue to see what some people are estimating might be as much as an 8% growth in business this year in commercial?
I hope. I think that could prove to be a little aggressive. As I said at the outset, the economy does appear to have slowed somewhat here. It's all going to hinge on hiring activity. Mm-hmm. We've seen some pretty generous landlord build-out allowances to entice people into signing, corporations into signing into 5-10-year leases. We're going to need some lift in job creation probably to make those numbers happen.
Yeah. All right, John. Well, I appreciate you calling in from on the road. Again, we've been talking to John Ball, Managing Director with Stiefel Nicholas, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.